This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. Despite vaccines in development, the head of the World Health Organization is cautioning that the treatments have yet to prove effective. Reuters' Zachary Goldman has more.
The World Health Organization warned on Monday that despite strong hopes for a vaccine,
there is no bullet at the moment. And there might never be.
The director general of the WHO said there were concerns that vaccines might not prove effective or that they might convey protections for just a few months. He said, for now, stopping outbreaks hinged on the difficult task of testing, tracing, and social distancing. According to a Reuters tally, more than 18 million people around the world are reported to have been infected with the disease, and 688,000 have died.
That is Reuters' Zachary Goldman reporting. In the United States, which has about one-fourth of the world's cases, negotiations continue between the White House and congressional Democrats on a new aid package that would include federal money to help the millions of people who are unemployed. Australia's second most populous state, Victoria, military personnel will be deployed to enforce COVID-19 isolation orders. Australia, once heralded as a global leader in containing COVID-19, is desperately trying to slow the spread of the virus in Victoria to prevent a national second wave of infections. U.S. President Donald Trump says he will ban popular video app TikTok by September 15th unless the U.S. company Microsoft acquires it before then. In a statement, Microsoft confirms its CEO has met with Mr. Trump and is committed to acquiring the company by the stated deadline. For more information on the coronavirus, please go to voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. President Trump says efforts to get his tax returns released to a federal court in New York are part of the, quote, witch hunt against him. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
Manhattan District Attorney Cyrus Vance Jr. has been seeking 8 years of President Trump's personal and corporate tax records in connection with alleged hush money payments and what was termed a complex financial investigation. This week, he told a judge his justification was public allegations of possible criminal activity at the president's Trump organization. President Trump was asked about the court filing.
I said, what's this all about? I know nothing about it, but just a continuation of the witch hunt. Didn't work out for Congress, didn't work out for Mueller. Didn't work out for anybody.
Last month, the Supreme Court rejected claims by Trump's lawyers the president could not be criminally investigated while in office. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Hurricane Isaias is battering the North Carolina coast at this hour, bringing life-threatening storm surges as the entire eastern seaboard battened down, fearing flash floods and destructive winds. The storm is forecast to track up the East Coast, with heavy rainfall expected to cause flash flooding through the mid-Atlantic states and bringing storm-force winds to Washington, Philadelphia, and New York on Tuesday. The U.S. Federal Aviation Administration is proposing changes to the grounded 737 MAX jet. AP's Mike Gracia has more.
The Federal Aviation Administration has outlined several changes it wants to the Boeing 737 MAX jets after investigating two deadly crashes that killed 346 people. The FAA says it will require more redundancy for the flight control software called MCAS that pushed down the noses of the MAX jets that crashed in Indonesia in late 2018 and in Ethiopia in 2019. Plans to make MCAS less powerful so that pilots can respond if it mistakenly pushes the plane's nose down. MAX jets have been grounded worldwide since March 2019. I'm Mike Gracia.
South Korean authorities say days of heavy rain caused floods in the country that have forced more than 1,000 people from their homes, killing at least 13, with another 13 missing. Irish politician and Nobel Peace Prize winner John Hume has died at 83. Hume is best known for fashioning an agreement to end violence in his native Northern Ireland. Hume shared the 1998 Nobel Peace Prize with David Trimble, the first minister of Ireland at the time, for their role securing the 1998 Good Friday Peace Agreement. The agreement ended three decades of violence that left at least 3,500 people dead. For the very latest news, whenever you need it, go to voanews.com or download the VOA mobile app. From Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.